Xander, it's been a long time since I've done this podcast. I hope you enjoy it, and today I have a very special guy. His name is Gabe. He is part of the military family. Say hi, Gabe.
Hi.
Well, let's hope we can get into this video and see three new kids that are part of the military. Get ready, guys. It'll be a fun one. So, Gabe, I've heard that you're a military in the military family, and also that you have your own podcast, which is called Puzzle Masters. Make sure you check that out at the end of this video, because I still want you to hear my video. Thank you. So, Gabe, so what is it like to be in the military?
Kind of fun, but then again, it's sad.
Why is it sad?
Because I gotta move a lot.
Okay. So, is your mom or dad in the military?
My dad.
Okay. So, does he like to be in the military?
Yes and no. It's tiring, but it gets what needs to be met.
So, have you ever asked him if he ever wanted to stop being in the military?
Yes, but he said he wants to do what he does right now, and when he's done, he'll know when he's done, and he'll stop, and he'll quit.
That's really good. Well, what does he work on?
He works in security forces.
That's cool.
So what he does is he guards the base, and right now he's actually a,
Don't worry. It's okay.
Okay. He helps other guys. He's the boss, pretty much. So he tells what other people what to do.
Well, being a part of the military family myself, I know exactly what you're going through. My dad was in the military whenever I was born. Before my brother was born, he was deployed. Luckily, my dad was home before when my brother was born. Luckily. So, has your dad ever been deployed and you had to go to, your grandparents or, relatives?
Yes, he's actually been deployed, 7 times. So, he's been to Qatar, and he's been to Iraq, once. He's been to Qatar, 6 times.
That's good.
And he's been to Korea once.
Well, luckily, he's defending our country very well. So, have you been here your whole life?
No.
Where have you been?
I've been in Illinois once. I lived in Illinois for 7 years. I lived in North Dakota for 1 year. And I lived in Missouri for about 4 years.
That's really good. Well, I'm happy that you're here with us today. Okay. Well, our next person, let's hope that they'll be as talkative as Gabe here. But also don't forget to make sure that you like this video and you go to Gabe's channel, Puzzle Masters. Our next person me and Gabe will be asking is my teacher, Miss Foster. So Miss Foster, what is it like to be in a military community?
I really like being in a military community because it offers a lot of diversity.
That's good. So have your parents ever been in the military or no?
Yes, my dad was drafted into the Army during the Vietnam War.
Okay. So you know a little bit about it?
Well, it was before I was born, but...
Well, it happens. So, how sad is it when you see military kids go?
It is. That's one of the hardest parts about living in a military community is that your friends move away all the time, but then it's kind of nice because you have friends all over the world, too.
True. So, when a new student comes in and they're... from another country or another state, what do you do? What do you do to try to help them to get caught up?
Well, the good part is that you don't have to do a whole lot because kids here are pretty accepting. Plus, I found military schools to be spot on. And what are you nodding your head about, Gabe?
Back in my old school, they were so accepting. You would never feel like you were being bullied.
Right. Yeah. Military students are pretty good about that. Yep.
That's good. Well, that was Miss Foster, everybody. Let's hope to see her in another one of these videos. Okay. Well, our next contestant might be might take a little bit, but who knows? We just take the chances. Thank you. Hey guys, this is Andrew again with my new contestant, Stephen. So, Stephen, what is it like to be a military child?
Well, you gotta learn how to move. Like, you can't just stay at one school. You have to, like, move on. You can't stick with all of your friends.
Yeah.
So that's kind of hard.
Okay. So what makes being a military child good?
Well, you get discounts at some places. Like, you get, like, a discount at Disney World.
That's cool.
You get a park ticket.
Really? Okay. That's kind of cool.
You get, like, a special deal park ticket.
Well, now, so, when you move from school to school, how, like, what goes through your head?
First impressions, set up everything. They set up your future. They set up who your friends are. So I always try to be, like, good. So, like, if I'm not normally bad, but I'm just saying, like, be extra careful and learn the ropes a little bit until I first start, like, talking to people a little bit.
Okay. Well, when I was little, before my dad actually was retired by medical, he was in the army, so I heard that yours was in the Air Force, so what does he do?
My dad helps to, do, like, security codes and pass. He does, like, security clearance for, I believe, the B-2 bomber.
Okay, so I'm guessing, like, he's, like, the
person. Mission control.
Yeah.
Mission control, kind of.
Okay, so, what? When your dad, or do you have a mom? Does your mom do it?
Nope.
Okay. So when your dad, goes goes to another country to, like, protect us. What does where do you go, or what do you do?
We stay home. So, we, like, whenever he goes TDY or something like that, whenever he moves places, like, forever until they move him, we go with him. But if he's just staying there for, like, a week or a couple days, we don't go with him.
My last question: what do you do to keep yourself, like, aware that what he's doing is for us in the country?
Well, I just do.
So you just you'd know that he'll be that whatever he's doing is protecting everybody.
Yeah, because it protects the. Helps protect the B-2 bomber and other stuff.
Okay, well, that was our last person we'll be signaling. Luckily, that's the end of the episode. Now, let's hope that you will stay tuned to my next episode, which is about military kids again. We'll see you next time.